Measuring yourself is easy in some respects, like your age, your height, your weight, but not so easy in others, like your character, your integrity, even your maturity. But those are the real measurements we should be focusing on. Your quantitative info doesn't define who you are, it's your qualitative info that does. But growth doesn't just happen. It takes intentional accountability on your part. So welcome to The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Measuring Post. I'm your host, Joe Massa, and today we're going to talk about creating your own happiness. We're going to start with a quote from a very famous man, a former U.S. president, and really a great historical figure, Abraham Lincoln. Most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. And ain't that the truth? Choosing to be happy in any given moment is definitely a choice that we each make. You're not always going to have good days, but you can face bad days with a good attitude. Now, I'm not suggesting that things like depression aren't real, because they are. And I understand that you can't always flip the switch and put on a happy face. Choosing to find happiness in not-so-happy situations definitely takes work, but trust me, it's worth the time and effort. And I'm sure you've met people along the way that are a total stick in the mud. They can never have fun. They're always grumpy. Those are the worst people to be around, in my opinion. They can truly suck the life right out of you, so don't be that person for sure. Learn to notice and find joy in the little things. And it doesn't have to be anything overly serious. Go outside, enjoy the sunshine, a little warm breeze on your face, maybe a great conversation and a delicious meal with good friends. Finding these little moments of happiness are going to allow you a chance to release all the tension and stress of your day-to-day life. Life will be challenging and overwhelming enough. You will struggle, and you will feel defeated at times. All the more reason for you to celebrate your small victories. They are well deserved. Most likely, you're going to have a million minor disappointments and things that go wrong throughout life, but you won't even remember a fraction of them as time goes by. And that's because those minor disappointments weren't really that important in the first place. In the moment, it might seem like a huge, tremendous tragedy, but that's when you need to step back, really evaluate what happened. Is what happened something that's life-threatening? Are you dealing with a catastrophic event that's going to hurt your life for years to come? And if the answer is no, then don't worry about it. If you let every little issue get under your skin, you're going to be easily triggered and sent into a negative mindset. And if you fall into that negative mindset, you're going to lose your ability to see joy in the little details. So how will you spend your energy today? Are you going to look at the bad in every situation, or are you going to try to find the good? Happiness is really not that hard. It's a choice. You can be happy in bad situations, regardless of your circumstances. It's not about having everything you want. It's about being happy with everything that you have. Happiness is about living in the present moment. Don't dwell on the past or worry about the future. Focus on enjoying the here and now. Happiness can be spending time with loved ones and making time for the people who matter to you most. It's about doing things that you love and making time for your hobbies and interests. Happiness can also be in the form of giving back to others, because helping others is a great way to feel good about yourself. It's being healthy, taking care of your physical and mental health. And it's about being positive. Look for the good in every situation. There's nothing wrong with that, and it doesn't cost you a dime. And honestly, true happiness comes from just being yourself. Be comfortable in your own skin, and don't try to be somebody that you're not. Now, I know you might be saying, well, it's not that simple. I can't just decide to be happy. But the quote in general is not about denying the hard realities of life. Instead, it's about reminding us that your perspective has power. And that power can change your experience in life. Happiness is not a place you arrive at after you get the perfect job, the perfect partner, or that perfect body you've been working for. No, happiness is a state of mind. It's a decision that you have to make each and every day when you wake up. Trust me, I understand that life has a way of knocking you down sometimes. It'll definitely bring you challenges that might seem overwhelming. You might have health issues, financial troubles, heartbreaks, losses. And it can be easy to slip into a mindset where your problems overshadow your joy. But let's think about what good old Abe Lincoln might say in that same scenario. And trust me, he knew a thing or two about adversity. He faced countless failures, personal loss, even depression. And yet, he found the strength to lead a nation through some of its darkest times. So how did he do it? Perhaps he learned the truth in his own quote, that he had the power to determine his own happiness. And again, this is not about ignoring your problems or pretending that they don't exist. It's about acknowledging them, but then choosing to face them head on in a positive and happy manner, focusing on what brings you joy, fulfillment, and gratitude. There's a true strength that comes from looking at your problems and saying, yes, you are a part of my life, but you're not all that there is. You don't define me, and I choose to be happy despite you. There's real power in that choice. Choosing to be happy is not a magic solution, but it is a powerful shift in your thinking. When you're in the moment and you're laughing with your friends, or you're appreciating a good meal, you're feeling the sun on your skin, or finding some simple joy in a good night's sleep, that's what creating happiness is. It's about actively seeking out those little moments that you find value and appreciation in. It's the decision to let the light in and not focus on all the dark and nasty things about every situation. It's about cherishing the small victories in your daily life and realizing that true happiness doesn't always come from the grand moments in your life, but often from the quiet ones that pass you by while you're not paying attention. The ability to choose your attitude in any given situation is one of the most powerful tools at your disposal. It's something that no one can take away from you. The world can be harsh, yes, but it can also be breathtakingly beautiful. And sometimes all it takes to see that beauty is a little shift in your perspective. So as Abraham Lincoln did say, most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. It's a small reminder that we do have the power to control our own happiness within a certain degree. Of course, there are certain things that are out of our control. But for the most part, your attitude is pretty much controlled by you. So you can choose to focus on the positive aspects of your life, or you can choose to dwell on the negative. That choice is yours and yours alone. But if you're looking to improve your life, make a conscious effort to be grateful for what you have. Spend time with your loved ones. Do things that make you happy and that you love. Because when you're happy, you'll be more likely to make positive choices that will improve your life in all other areas as well. So today's challenge, I want you to think about one thing that makes you truly happy. It can be small or big, something you did today, something that you're looking forward to in the future. But hold on to that feeling. Cherish it. Because it's honestly a very precious thing. The happiness in your life is yours and yours alone. Nobody can feel happiness for you. Nobody can make you happy. And no one else can define what happy means to you. So you have to create your own happiness and then find a way that no one else can take it away from you. Your happiness is yours. And that's a decision you get to make each and every day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Measuring Post. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Go to themeasuringpost.com and sign up for the newsletter. And as always, keep on measuring, keep on growing. This is Joe Massa signing off.